The following two chapters of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Ches and Perek Tes, deal primarily with Olam Haba, the reward for mitzvahs in this world, and the times of Mashiach, the Messianic era. Perek Shmini Halacha Aleph. Hatoiv Atzvuna L'Tzadikim Hi Chayei HaOlam Haba. The goodness that is hidden, that is awaiting, the Tzadikim. This is the life of Olam Haba, the life of the world to come. And as the Rambam said in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, Va'amech kulam tzadikim, kol Yisrael yashlim chelek l'Olam Haba. Every single Jew has a portion in Olam Haba, and the Rambam added, Chasidei umas ha'olam. Also the pious ones from among the nations of the world, also have a chelek in Olam Haba. So the tzadikim here is referring to all good people. The goodness that awaits them is the life of Olam Haba. V'heim ha'chayim she'ni mo'an mavis. This is the life which is unaccompanied by death. V'hatoiva she'ni mo'ra. And it's the goodness that is unaccompanied with any negativity. Hu shekasu b'Torah. This is what is referred to in the Torah. In Parshas Ki Seitzei, the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of shiluach ha'kein. Shaleach teshalach es ha'eim ve'es ha'bonim tikachloch. When you encounter a nest, and there are young chicks or eggs, you're not allowed to just take the eggs or take the young chicks in the presence of the mother. First, you have to send away the mother, and then you can take the young. So the Torah concludes, L'man yitav loch v'arach deyamim, so that goodness should come to you, and you should enjoy long life. Mipi Shmuel amdu, the oral tradition that the sages received, generation from generation, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. They learned what is the meaning of these words, L'man yitav loch la'olam shekulo tov, that goodness will come to you is referring to the world that is all good. In other words, a world of goodness without any suffering or evil or pain. V'arachta yamim, and you will enjoy long life, is la'olam shekulo aruch. It's the world that is endlessly long. V'zehu olam haba, and that is olam haba, the future world. Says the Rambam, schara tzadikimu. The reward of the righteous in this world is sheyisku l'noyam ze, that they will merit this sweetness, this delightness, v'yiyu b'toy v'zu, and they will enjoy this infinite divine goodness. U'pirayin ha'rishayim, the retribution of those rishayim, who will not experience olam haba, who shelo yisku l'chayim elu, they will not merit this life, eli yikarsu v'yamusu, they will be cut off, and they will perish. More about this later in the Rambam. And whoever does not merit this life, the life of Olam Haba, hu hames she'enoy chaya la'olam. This is the true mace, the true dead person, who doesn't live in Olam Haba, in eternity. He gets cut off in his wickedness and is lost like an animal. This is the penalty of kares that is described in the Torah. The Torah in Parshas Shlach speaks about the Megadev, somebody who curses Hashem. So the Torah says, Hikares tikares hanefesh ahi avoyne bo. This soul will be cut off. Her sin is embedded in her. Mipi Hashmuel amdu. Once again, what is the meaning of these words? So we have a tradition that goes back from generation to generation to Moshe. Hikares tikares is a double term. Hikares b'olam haza. She'll be cut off in this world. And tikaris loylam haba, but the soul will be cut off also in the future world. Kaloimar sha'oisa nefesh aparshim and aguf b'olam haza. That soul that separated from the world in this world, that separated from the body, that departed the body in this world, eina zoich lechay olam haba lagam min olam haba nichrasa. She does not merit the life of olam haba. She gets cut off also from olam haba. That is hikaris tikaris. Now, some very intense words here from the Rambam. I'm going to address them in more detail in a few halachas where the Rambam is going to get back to those who lose Olam Haba. Halacha Beis. Ha'olam Haba. This Olam Haba that we're describing, Ein Boi Gufu Gviya, does not have a body or any physical form. Ela Nefasha Yisat Tzadikim Belvad Beloi Guf Kamalachi Asharis. This is a place for the souls of the Tzadikim, and we said Va'amich Kulam Tzadikim, this includes all good people, Jews and non-Jews. It's the souls of the tzaddikim alone, without a physical vessel, without a physical body, just like the Malachi Asharis, just like the angels, the spiritual energies called the angels that the Rambam discussed earlier in Hilchos Yisrael Diatera. Hoyil ve'im by gviyos. Since this world does not have any physical forms, ein by loyachilu v'loyshia. There's no kosher restaurants there. There's no eating and there's no drinking. Nor any of the other things that human bodies necessitate and require in order to function and live in this world. Nor will any events, any experiences that bodies naturally have in this world, the people, the souls in Allah will not experience. It could go in yeshiva v'amida, sitting or standing, sheino misa, sleeping or death, eitz of uschoik, depression or laughter, v'kayotzeben, and any similar item that is connected to the physical manifestation of life, which does not exist in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a purely spiritual state of reality. It's purely spiritual, transcendent consciousness beyond the physical vehicle we call the body. This is how the early sages described it in Maseches Brachos Yud Zayin. The future world has no eating, no drinking, no physical intimacy. The tzaddikim sit, their crowns are above their heads, and they enjoy the radiance of the divine presence. From this expression of the Chachamim, it's clear, she'ein sham guf, that there is no physical body in Olam Haba, if she'ein sham achila u'rsiya, because the Chazal say, lo achila v'lo u'rsiya, there's no eating and there's no drinking. If you had a body needs to eat, the body needs to drink. Ah, you'll ask, v'zeshu amru tzaddikim yoshven. They just said also, there's no eating and there's no drinking, but the tzaddikim sit. The Rambam just said a few moments ago, when they were in the halacha, there's no sitting, there's no standing. So the Rambam says, al derech achida. This is metaphoric, it's allegorical. Person sitting represents he's relaxed, he's serene, he's in a calm state, that the souls of the tzaddikim are present in Olam Haba without toil, without exertion, without pain. The ultimate spiritual serenity. They continue and they say the tzaddikim are sitting, which is a metaphor for calmness, for ultimate tranquility, with crowns on their heads. But you just told me there's no heads and there's no crowns. Here again, kiloimar, it's a metaphor. What it means is that deya sheyadu, the wisdom that they acquired, the consciousness that they absorbed, shebiglola zochu l'chaya olam haba. It's for this wisdom, for this consciousness, for this inner life, for which they merited the world of olam haba, mitzuye mon will be present with them, v'hiya torah shalehen, and this is their crown. So the crown on their head is not a physical crown on a physical head. It represents the wisdom, the consciousness that they lived with, the divine consciousness of awareness of oneness that they lived with, this is what characterizes their lives now. Similar to what Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, he says, let the daughters of Tzion go out and see the king Shlomo ba'atorah she'itra lo imay b'yim chasanos b'yim chaslima. Let the daughters of Zion gaze at the crown that his mother adorned him with on the day of his wedding and the day when his heart was joyous. What does this mean? What are the B'nai Siyah looking at? It's a metaphor, Ba'atarah Shait Itra La'imai, the wisdom that Shlomo HaMelech acquired. Similarly, we have a Nevuah in Yeshaya. Yeshaya HaNavi, speaking about the days of Mashiach, Yeshaya Perek Lamed, he says, V'simchas Oilam Al Raisha, eternal joy will rest on their heads. V'ena Simcha Guv Kadesh Nenuach Al Raish, says the Rambam, Simcha joy, it's not a physical body that it rests on your head. It's not a physical entity that you put joy on top of your head. But the Chachamim similarly said they're going to sit in Olam Haba. There's no eating and there's no drinking with the crowns on their heads. Doesn't mean a physical crown on their head. Just like Yeshaya Navi didn't mean eternal joy as an entity that sits on your head. Rather, it means something that encompasses you, that dwells with you and above you, that fills your life. This wisdom, this consciousness is going to be with them in Olam Haba. Finally, the Rambam addresses the final expression that the Chazal used describing Olam Haba. They will enjoy the radiance of the Shechina, meaning, says the Rambam, sheyoydinu masigin meyamitas hakadosh baruch hu mashein and yoydin vein beguf afu hashaf. They will know and comprehend from the truth of the divine. They will grasp, they will be able to internalize in a far deeper way the emes, the truth of divinity, of godliness, of Hashem, that which they would be impossible for them to know, to experience, to be aware of when their souls are still lodged in a body that is dark and humble. Halacha Gimel, kol nefesh ha'amura b'inyin zeh. Whenever we use the nefesh, the word term nefesh, in this conversation, the Rambam speaks about Olam Haba being the life of nefoshos without a guf,
I have to clarify something. Eina neshama sheitzricha leguf. We're not talking about the electricity of the body, which gives vitality to the body and is basically dependent on the body. In other words, we're not talking about neshama, we're talking about nefesh. But the Rambam, there is a big distinction. Neshama represents what you may call the current that vitalizes the body. It's the mechanism, the inner mechanism that allows the body's mechanisms to function. When the person passes away, the body becomes a corpse, that electricity is not there anymore, it's lost. We're not talking about that level of soul, which he calls neshama, that needs the body to exist. El tzuras hanefesh. We're talking about what the Rambam describes as tzuras hanefesh means, the energy, the spiritual entity we call the soul. Tzuras hanefesh literally means the spiritual form that defines the human being, the inner spiritual consciousness of man. Shehi adeya shehi siga haboyre. This is the wisdom or the consciousness, is a perception that comprehended the existence of the Creator. The Creator is the source of everything. It's the core of reality. That aspect of the human being that grasps that, that becomes aware of it, that becomes one with it, that we call the tzuras hanefesh, the inner spiritual soul and consciousness of a person. Kefich koich, according to her capacity. V'yisiga deyas hanifrodis. That aspect of the human being that comprehended deyas hanifrodis. Deyas hanifrodis means the states of consciousness that are distinct from physical bodies, which the Rambam described as the malachim and hilchas yisrael de'atayra, meaning the part of the person that understands spiritual reality. Ushara maisim. And all of the other actions, referring to maisim merkava and maisim bereishis, is the part of a person that understands the inner dynamics and vibrancy of creation, both of our physical world and of higher realities, the heavenly constellations, and above the spiritual realities. That's what we call tzuras hanefesh. V'hi atzura shebi'arnu inyanu b'perek revi milchus yisrael de'atayra. This is the tzura that we discussed and explained at length in the fourth chapter of Hilchus yisrael de'atayra, where the Rambam said that is the meaning of the pasuk bereishis, nasa adam b'tzalmeinu kidmusenu. Let us make man in our image. The human being is carved in the divine image. What does it mean? The human being is carved in the divine image. It's referring to the tzura, to the spiritual state and consciousness of a person. V'hi anikras nefesh b'inyan zeh. That's what we mean when we will be using and use the word nefesh in this context. Chayim elu, this life in olam haba, l'fi she'ein imo en mavis. Since this life is not accompanied with death. Why? She'ein amavis elam imuroyis haguf ve'ein sham guf. Because death is one of the circumstances that can be experienced by the body. But over there, there's no body. There's no physical body, physical entity that there can be death. Life can't die. That which is alive never dies. That which is not really alive can experience death. So the body would be like the refrigerator. As long as the refrigerator is plugged in, so the electricity flows through the body, it's manifested through the body, and the body, thank God, can perform all of the extraordinary things the body performs to be able to create a vibrant living organism. When a person passes away, it would be like the refrigerator is unplugged, so the electricity now retreats back to the natural space of electricity. So death can only happen in a place where there is a body. It's one of the circumstances that can happen to a physical entity. It can be alive, it can be dead. A soul can't die because a soul is essentially alive. Therefore, this life, nikru tzroir hachayim, so the life of Olam Haba is called Tzroir HaChayim. The source of this is Shenema. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Chaf Hei, Avigayil meets David, and Avigayil tells David, V'hoysa nefesh adoini tzrura b'tzroir HaChayim as Hashem Elokecha. The soul, may the soul of my master be bound up in the bond of life with Hashem. This is the life called Tzroir HaChayim. V'zehu aschar shein schar l'mayle imen. This is the reward which transcends any other reward. This is the goodness which transcends any other goodness. There's no goodness greater than this. It's this goodness and it's this reward. It's this life for which to which all the prophets desired and pined and yearned for. The Rambam says this is the greatest schar, the schar of Olam Haba, where there is tzroir hachayim as Hashem Elokecha, where the soul is bound up with the ultimate truth of reality with Hashem. Halacha dalet v'kama shemis karu lo derech mashal. In the Tanakh we see different names for this state of Olam Haba, and all these names are to be understood as allegorical. And the Rambam will list now 9 names that you can identify and find it throughout the Tanakh. Here we go. Har Hashem, the mountain of Hashem, Mekoyim Kotcha, his sacred space. This is in Tehillim. Derech HaKodesh, the holy road, the sacred path, Yeshaya, v'chatzres Hashem, the courtyards of Hashem, again Tehillim, Oyel Hashem, the tent of Hashem, again Tehillim, Noyam Hashem, Heichel Hashem, Beis Hashem, Shaar Hashem, all in Tehillim, the sweetness of Hashem, the chamber of Hashem, the home of Hashem, and the gate of Hashem, Zehar Shaar Hashem. After the nine names that we have in the works of the books of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, the Rambam says, and the sages metaphorically defined this state of goodness that is designated for the tzaddikim. They called it the feast, the suda. Generally, the word that the term that the Chachamim use for this state of life, for this state of reality, is ha'olam haba, the future world. We spoke about the schar, the reward that transcends every other reward, and there's no reward or goodness greater. So the Rambam says the retribution, where there's no retribution greater than this, is shetikare sanefesh v'loy siska loy sanachay, is that the soul gets cut off, it's severed, and it does not merit this life of olam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, quoted earlier, hikare spamidbar tesvav, hikare tikare sanefesh ayi. As the Rambam said, he carries from Olam Hazeh, he carries from Olam Haba. V'zeha avdan, and this state of loss, who shekari noisi hanaviyim derech moshel. For this too, the prophets employed different metaphoric names. One is Be'er Shachas, the abyss of destruction in Tehillim. Avadon, in Tehillim it's also called a place of loss. In Yeshaya it's called Tofteh. Tofteh is a bonfire. Others say it comes from the word pitui, which means deceptiveness. Deceptiveness. The person was deceived by his Yetzirah. Aluka. It's a leech. It's called a leech in Mishlei Perik Lamet. Basically, sucking out a person's real energy and blood. This loss is defined by every term of destruction and cessation. Because this is a type of destruction after which there is no revival. It's the loss which is irreversible as the soul gets lost from the life of Olam Haba. Here too, there are very intense words of the Rambam, and they have to be addressed a little bit to explain a little bit what the Rambam says. And I'm going to wait till the end of the Shir. After the Shir, we have our second part of questions and answers, the segment of questions and answers, and I'm going to Bli Neder addressed this halacha and the previous halacha base. This is the question and answer segment that's posted on the yeshiva.net as a separate video on chapter 8. Halacha vav. Shema teikal beinecha toivazu. Perhaps this goodness of Olam Haba, you will look at it as not so significant. Usadam, and you may think shein schara mitzvahs ve'yoysa adam shalom b'darchei ha'emes. You'll think that the real reward for mitzvahs and the real reward for a person living a wholesome life and following the pathways of truth is not this type of goodness. It's that the person gets to eat and drink wonderful foods. The person gets to have intimate relations with beautiful forms. And the person dawns and dresses in linen and lace, v'shoichin ba'alei shein, and lives in ivory tents, u'mishtamish b'kli kesav v'zav, and uses vessels of silver and gold, u'dvarim adoyim leilu. This is schar for mitzvahs. This is the reward for living a good and wholesome life. And the Rambam says, and there's precedent for this, k'moshe medamin elu ha'arvim ha'tipshim ha'vilim ha'shtufim b'zima, as is imagined by many foolish Arabs who perception is distorted and they are entrenched in harlotry and promiscuous relationships. And of course, the Rambam is intimating here or alluding to the various rewards that have been promised to the Arabs for living a good Muslim life, that when they come, when they die, all of the physical pleasures that they have in this world will only be increased and quadrupled much more, 72 pies of pizza or 72 rolls of sushi, etc., etc. Says the Rambam, aval hachachamim ubalei deya. Wise humans, people of perception, understand, yedu, they understand, shekol advarim elu divrei havoyi vehevelein. These descriptions are foolish, they're empty, they're vain. Vein ben toichelas. There's no hope in them, there's no substance to them. Veinam toiv gdoyle etzleinu boilam azelum neshanu bali gufu gviya. The reason they're so exciting, they're considered so good in this world, is because we are living within a physical body and within a physical form. And all these things are indeed the needs of the body. The body needs to eat, and the body needs to drink, and the body needs intimacy, and the body needs a home, and the body needs vessels, and the body needs clothes. But if you get to know your soul, you'll understand that your soul does not crave and yearn for the physical elements of these things. These are all tools. They are all a means for an end. In other words, in order for the body to be healthy, in order for the body to be wholesome, so the body needs all of these elements so that its desires, its basic desires and necessities should be met, so that the person should be able to be sound, to be wholesome, to be healthy, to be happy. But bisman shein shem guf, when there's no physical body, nimtzu kol advarim elu b'teilim, then all these things cease to be. So to see these things as the ultimate destiny and the ultimate happiness of a person, the Rambam says, is not coming from any deep, mature awareness. And the real goodness that the soul is going to experience in Olam Haba, I want to tell you something. There's actually no way that in this world we can really comprehend it or really know it. And I'll tell you why. Because in this world, we only have the ability to really get, to really understand in an authentic way, that which is good for the body. And that's what we all crave for and yearn for. That type of goodness, a goodness that relates exclusively to the soul, it's infinitely great. And there's nothing in the goodness, in the fun, and the excitement, in the rewards of this world that can even compare to it. At best, we can give remote metaphors that, you know, this feels so good. Olam Haba is also going to be a good experience. But he said it's a very, very remote metaphor. Aval b'derech ha'emes, if you want to speak truthfully, shenaruch toivas ha'nefesh b'olam haba, k'moy toivas ha'guv b'olam haza b'machal v'mishta einei kein. If you're going to tell me, you know, just like the body enjoys good food or good beverages in this world, that's the same way that the soul is going to enjoy the spiritual food and beverages in olam haba. He says, einei kein, you got it wrong. It's not even good as a metaphor. Because it's a type of goodness that is beyond words that we could describe. We don't have a vocabulary in our brains and in our mouth to be able to describe it. There's no metaphor for it, and there's no comparison to it. Who Shamar David, David HaMelech says in Tehillim Lamaral, Morav Tuvcha Shetzofanta Lireyecha Pa'alta Lachaysenbach. How great is the goodness that you concealed for those who fear you. He uses the word tzafanta, concealed, basically saying that we don't have a vocabulary to describe it. We must say that it's completely concealed. The Rambam has a commentary on Mishnayos in Masechta Sanhedrin, chapter 11, Kol Yisrael Hashem Chelek L'Mahaba. The Rambam elaborates on many of the themes of this chapter, and there he gives a very powerful metaphor. He says, go speak to somebody who was unfortunately, chas v'shalom, born a blind person, and try to explain to him the differences of colors. So you'll give a metaphor from this and a metaphor from that. Your problem is not language. In other words, you could find this word and that word. The very concept of colors does not exist in this person's experience, sadly. The Rambam says a person who was born deaf, unfortunately, never heard, explain to them the sound of music. Explain to them different instruments. If I may add, then extend that metaphor. Take a horse, your favorite horse, and bring your horse into a symphony. And then ask your horse, what was its experience of the symphony? Okay, you're laughing at me. Now, I know Caligula brought his horse, appointed him as a member of the Senate, but that was Caligula, one of the most heinous and deranged monarchs in history. You bring a horse to an opera, bring a horse to a concerto, bring a horse to a shir. The Rambam says, you can't expect a blind person to understand. He says, that is exactly when we speak about Olam Haba. That's what we're talking about. In other words, when we speak about enjoyment of the nefesh, enjoyment of the soul, we're always comparing it. You know, this sounds good. I'm looking forward to a good night's sleep. I'm looking forward to a good run. I'm looking forward to a good meal. I'm looking forward to a good relationship. Whatever the pleasures a person has. He says, Olam Haba, I'm comparing to those pleasures, but it's a completely different realm. Because it's a world in which there's absolutely no distractions of the static of the physical world. The world of complete spiritual oneness and awareness with the source of all reality. He says we have no way to describe that goodness and that enjoyment. Halacha Zayin, V'kama hama David v'esava l'chaya elam haba. How much did David yearn and pine for the life of elam haba? Shenema, he says in Tehillim, Kapitel Chavzayin l'David Hashemayri, he speaks about how difficult and stressful his life is. Luleya emanti liris b'tuv Hashem b'eretz achayim. He says, you know, I would have been completely defeated have I not believed to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of life. Kvar hidiyunu chachamim harishayim. The early sages have already told us. Shetoyva asa olam haba in koyach ba'adam la'asig al borya. The goodness of olam haba, a person does not have the capacity to comprehend fully. No person can appreciate its greatness, its beauty, its intensity, only Hashem Himself. Our sages told us that all of the good fortunes that the prophets prophesize that will come to the Jewish people in all of the books of Nevi'im is only talking about things that the body can relate to. In other words, that the Jewish people are going to enjoy in the times of Melech HaMashiach, in this world, when rulership comes back to the Jewish people and they're emancipated and completely liberated, but they're going to be in this world. Those are the prophecies of all the Nevi'im. They relate to what's going to happen in this world during the Messianic era. But the goodness of the life of Olam Haba, for that, they had no metaphor and no comparison. The Nevi'im didn't even try to imagine it or talk about it, so they shouldn't cheapen it. Because when you talk about something, people might think they get it, they understand it. They didn't even talk about it, even in an allegorical way, not to cheapen it. Husha Yeshaya Omer. Yeshaya Navi tells us in Perek Samach Dalet, Ayin loy ro'ase loykim zulasecha, Ye ose lemechaka loy. What does this mean, says the Rambam Kaloyma? Let me tell you what he means. Hatoiva, there is a goodness, Olam Haba. The eye of a prophet has never beheld it. Only Hashem has seen it. In other words, no eye outside of Hashem perceived this reality of Olam Haba. And this, and this reality Hashem created for the person who awaits him. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said in Maseches Shabbos, Kol Anaviim Kulam Lo Nisnabu El Maisa Mashiach. All of the prophecies of the prophets relate to the messianic times in this world. Aval Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Ra'asa L'Kim Zul Asach. Olam Haba was not perceived by an eye, any eye, even of the prophet outside of Hashem. Halacha Ches, the Rambam clarifies what the term Olam Haba means. The reason the Chachamim call this world Olam Haba, which means the world to come, the future world, it's not because this world is not present now. So it's a world that's going to come in the future. This world will be obliterated. And then will be Olam Haba at a future state. There'll be a new world that is going to come. Ain't a dover Cain, wrong. This world is constantly here. It's always present. And it's a spiritual world, so it's not even defined in space. So the Olam Haba is always here. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, how great is the goodness that you already concealed for those who fear you. You have already made it for those who take shelter in you. In other words, it's in the past. Safanta pa'alta. Why do the Chacham call this Olam Haba, the world to come? It's because this life comes to the person after he lives in this world. In this world where we exist. As a hybrid of a body and a soul. And that's the life that every person experiences. In the first phase of his or her life, this is Olam Haza. The next phase after the soul passes on, the soul experiences Olam Haba, the world to come. So it's the world that comes after a person's physical life and physical experience, even though that Olam Haba is always present. An important note on this chapter. Derive it in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam starts describing that Olam Haba has no body and no physical form, it's souls without a body, like the Malachim, there's no eating and there's no drinking. Derive it, Rabbeinu Avram ben David of past squires and Asagas Harivit responds and writes a footnote that is very, very intense. He says, and I quote, Divrei Yishazeh Be'enai Kroivim L'Mishoimer Inchiyas HaMesum L'Gufis El L'Neshamas Bulvat. when I'm reading the words of this man, the Rambam, it seems to me that he's almost saying that there is no Tchiyas HaMeisim for the bodies, only for the soul. That Olam Haba, the resurrection of the dead, is not for the bodies. It's only the souls will come back to life. V'chaye Roshi, I swear, this is not what the Chazal believe. They believe that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's going to be resurrection of the dead, and the Ravid goes on to bring many proofs to this. This indeed created a tremendous controversy, to the point some of the great rabbis and leaders of the time came out against the Rambam and wanted to hide, conceal, ban, and they did. Sefer Hamada, the first Sefer of the Rambam, because of a few things he wrote, and one of them was this, accusing the Rambam that Chalili, he does not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Look, the Rambam keeps on saying, the body, okay, that's this world, but the ultimate reward is Olam Haba in the next world. It's a spiritual reward, not a physical reward, etc. To the point that this prompted the Rambam to write a whole long essay called Igeres Tchiyas HaMeisim, the letter of the resurrection of the dead. The Rosh Yeshiva of Bavel, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Gaon Yaakov in Babylonia, present-day Iraq, his name was Reb Shmuel Ben Eli, he came out against the Rambam, fire and brimstone. Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Abu Lefiyah, one of the great sages of Spain, known as the Yad Rameh. Rabbeinu Meir Halevi came out against the Rambam, wrote a letter to the rabbis in France accusing the Rambam of Kevayachol, rejecting one of the great principles of Judaism, Tchiyas HaMeisim. And many of the French rabbis indeed came out against the Rambam. This was one of the reasons that they believed that the Sefer Hamada must be disqualified and rejected from the Jewish people. And ultimately it was banned. The church burnt it. I discussed this in a history lesson on the story and the controversies around the writings of the Rambam. You may want to hear it. It's on the yeshiva.net. You can find it there if you search Rambam. And the Sefer Hamada was considered very dangerous among these rabbis. It prompted the Rambam to explain himself. And as he wrote a whole essay, the Geres Tchiyas HaMeisim, where he explained his whole position. Now the truth is, it's very hard to understand how they can say this. If you learned Hilchas Tshuva and Perek Gimel, the Rambam said that one of the 24 people who loses his chelik in Olam Haba is what? HaKoyfer B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, or B'Yas HaGoyel, somebody who denies Tchiyas HaMeisim. So how could you say the Rambam didn't hold up Tchiyas HaMeisim when he wrote about Koyfer B'Tchiyas HaMeisim in Perek Gimel? In fact, in the 13 principles of faith, which the Rambam articulated in his commentary on Mishnayos Masechta Sanhedrin, he has there one of the principles, the 13th principle, is Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Rambam explained himself, and the Ramban, the Beis Yosef in Kesef Mishnah, commentary Beis Yosef in Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Karo has a commentary right here on the Rambam, and Rabbi Yosef Karo explains this, and the Rambam explains this, that the Rambam, of course the Rambam believed in Tchiyas HaMeisim as one of the principles of faith. The Rambam was just saying that in this chapter, he is describing Olam Haba. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the argument in the Rambam and the Ravid is semantics. Those are his words. He says it's the vocabulary they're using. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. What the Ravid called Gan Eden, the Rambam calls Olam Haba. What the Ravid calls Olam Haba, the Rambam calls Tchiyas HaMeisim. Meaning, the Rambam holds that when a person passes away, the soul goes to Olam Haba. Mashiach is going to come, and there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then the dead will be resurrected. But then the Rambam holds, ultimately, the ultimate destiny is the souls will leave the body, and there will be Olam Haba again. So for the Rambam, there's four stages. A soul passes away from this world, and it goes into Olam Haba. Then there is what we call the era of Mashiach, as he says, in this world. There's the era of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is in this world, where the souls will be resurrected in bodies. But ultimately, the ultimate destiny is the ultimate Olam Haba after Tchiyas HaMeisim. As the Rambam clearly said, the greatest schar is the schar of Olam Haba. The Ravid referred to Olam Haba as the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So he says, the Rambam says Olam Haba is without a body, doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, chas v'shalom. The Rambam didn't mean that. The Rambam believed in Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Rambam says, in Tilchus Tshuva Perek Gimel HaKoyfer B'Tchiyas HaMeisim Ein L'Chelek L'Olam Haba. The Rambam was saying Tchiyas HaMeisim is a stage in history. It's not the ultimate of history. Indeed, this is an argument between the Rambam and many other Rishonim, like the Ramban, like Reb Saadia Goyen, who believed that the ultimate destiny is Tchiyas HaMeisim, not Olam Haba. In other words, the soul passes away, goes to Olam Haba, that's for sure. But then there's Mashiach's coming and there's Tchiyas HaMeisim in this world, and that remains the ultimate reward. This is a fundamental argument between the Rambam and the Ramban. I should say Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, when he realized that the Rambam, he made a mistake, he retracted his opposition, even though he still argued about the second point, but he retracted his opposition when it became clear that the Rambam was not rejecting the notion of Tchiyas HaMeisim.